阳疯狂英语
Leon Crazy English，
大家好，欢迎大家来到疯狂说英语。
I'm the best English teacher in China because you are the best students. So let's go crazy.
Unit 37.
Are you sure you can make it?
你确定你能行吗? Jennifer's note.
Sometimes when you are talking to someone and they look very confused but say they understand, you can make sure they really do understand by asking, Are you sure you understand? This way, there won't be any mistakes or miscommunication, and you don't hurt their feelings. Are you sure you can also be a roundabout way to offer help, like, Are you sure you can make it? Because if not, I can help you.It always pays to clarify politely.
举一反三 drill number one.
Are you sure you know how to get there?
Number two.
Are you sure you can manage it yourself?
Number three.
Are you sure you really love her?
From number one to number three, I'd like to invite Jim to read it as slow as possible. Exaggerate.
Are you sure you know how to get there? Are you sure you can manage it yourself? Are you sure you really love her?
额外财富 bonus number one.
Are you sure this sentence is correct? Absolutely.
Number two.
Are you sure it's going to rain today?
Number three.
Are you sure about what time the train leaves?
Number four.
Are you sure you know how to work this DVD player?
Number five.
Are you sure you didn't forget anything?
Jennifer's favorite sentence is number one.
Are you sure you know what you're talking about? No, I'm not sure.
This is a very useful sentence.
Yeah.
Are you sure you know what you're talking about? 我请 Jim 老师读三遍 three times.
Are you sure you know what you're talking about? Are you sure you know what you're talking about? Are you sure you know what you're talking about?
Number two.
Are you sure you don't want to try some of my apple pie?
Number three.
Are you sure I should study crazy English?Of course. Just try it and see for yourself.
Number four.
Are you sure you don't want to come with us?
Number five.
Are you sure you can handle this workload by yourself?
Number six.
Are you sure you don't need my help?
Number seven.
Are you sure you want to break up?
Number eight.
Are you sure you want to take this risk? I'm definitely sure.
八个实用的句子，我请 Jim 老师从第一句读到最八句 ，as quickly as possible.
Are you sure you know what you're talking about? No, I'm not sure. You're sure you don't want to try some of my apple pie? Are you sure I should study crazy English? Of course, just try it and see for yourself. Are you sure you don't want to come with us? Are you sure you can handle this workload by yourself? Are you sure you don't need my help? Are you sure you want to break up? Are you sure you want to take this risk? I'm definitely sure.
超级财富 super wealth number one.
Are you sure you know how to get there?Sure, I've been there hundreds of times.
Number two.
I'm finally going to ask Jane to marry me. That's great, but are you sure you really love her?
Number three.
Are you sure you understand what I'm saying? Maybe you should repeat it one more time to be sure.
Number four.
Are you sure I'm not bothering you? I told you not to worry. You're not bothering me at all.
Number five.
Are you sure you have enough money? I'm not really sure. I hope so.
From number one to number five, as quickly as possible.
Are you sure you know how to get there? Sure, I've been there hundreds of times. I'm finally going to ask Jane to marry me. That's great, but are you sure you love her? Are you sure you understand what I'm saying? Maybe you should repeat it one more time to be sure. Are you sure I'm not bothering you? I told you not to worry. You're not bothering me at all. Are you sure you have enough money? I'm not really sure. I hope so.
额外成就感 extra achievement.今天为大家推荐的是 marry 这个单词，给了七个句子。Number one,
Are you married?
I'm married, Jim.
Nope.
Number two,
I've never been married.
Have you ever been married?
Nope, I've never been married.
Number three.
She married a very old man for his money.
Jim married a very old woman for...
Get out of
here. Oh, you even cannot think of it. Number four.
We've been married for 50 years.
How long have your parents been married?
My parents have been married for 45 years.
Number five.
Do you want to get married?
Do you want to get married, Jim?
Not yet.
Number six.
How long have you been married?
How long have you been married, Jim?
I've never been married.
Number seven.
I don't believe in marriage.
疯狂卖弄, real life dialogue.
Are you sure you can make it? Absolutely. I'll be there at 7 o'clock. I will try my best. I don't want you to try your best. I want you to be there for sure. Okay, I understand you.
Slowly one more time.
Are you sure you can make it? Absolutely. I'll be there at 7 o'clock. I will try my best. I don't want you to try your best. I want you to be there for sure. Okay, I understand you.
As quickly as possible.
Are you sure you can make it? Absolutely. I'll be there at 7 o'clock. I will try my best. I don't want you to try your best. I want you to be there for sure. Okay, I understand you.
Okay, I understand you. Unit 38.
Is it okay for me to call you tonight?
我往上打电话给你行吗?
Woo-yeah! Great! Jim老师抢先我读出了中文的标题. Kim's Note.
This is another sentence pattern for asking permission. It is particularly effective because most people automatically respond positively to questions that begin with, is it okay? If you want to hear a positive answer, this is the right sentence pattern to use. It's hard for people to say, no, it's not okay. You can really use this sentence pattern to your advantage.
Do you agree, Jim?
Absolutely. Okay is a nice, soft, friendly word. Okay.
That's good. 精彩英文,请务必脱口而出. 举一反三 drill. Number one.
Is it okay for me to come on Wednesday?
Number two.
Is it okay for me to hand in my paper tomorrow?
Number three.
Is it okay for me to ask her out?
First, extremely slow.
Is it okay for me to come on Wednesday? Is it okay for me to hand in my paper tomorrow? Well, if I wrote the paper slowly as I'm talking, yeah, I need till tomorrow. Number three, is it okay for me to ask her out?
亲爱的朋友们,通过慢速朗读,大家了解清楚了每个单词发音的细节。下面是 as quickly as possible.
Is it okay for me to come on Wednesday? Is it okay for me to hand in my paper tomorrow? Is it okay for me to ask her out?
额外财富, bonus, number one.
Is it okay for me to call you by your first name? Sure, go ahead.
Is sentence useful?
Very.
Is it okay for me to call you by your first name?
Sure, go ahead.
What's your first name?
Jim.
Okay, Jim, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Number two.
Is it okay for me to let you know later? I need some time to think.
Very useful. 非常有用的句子. Number three.
Is it okay for me to leave my bag here for a minute?
Number four.
Is it okay for me to take a look at this book before I buy it?
Number five.
Is it okay for me to turn on the air conditioner?
From number one to number five, as quickly as possible.
Is it okay for me to call you by first name? Sure, go ahead. Is it okay for me to let you know later? I need some time to think. Is it okay for me to leave my bag here for a minute? Is it okay for me to take a look at this book before I buy it? Is it okay for me to turn on the air conditioner?
Jennifer's favorite sentences. Number one.
Is it okay for me to try this skirt on?
Sure.
Number two.
Is it okay for me to borrow your car tonight? I'm sorry, I have to use it.
Number three.
Is it okay for me to have a party at your house? I've got to ask my parents.
From number one to number three, as quickly as possible.
Is it okay for me to try this skirt on? Sure. Is it okay for me to borrow your car tonight? I'm sorry, I have to use it. Is it okay for me to have a party at your house? I've got to ask my parents.
超级财富 Super wealth. Number one.
Is it okay for me to come on Wednesday? As a matter of fact, I would prefer that you come on Thursday.
One more time, slowly.
Is it okay for me to come on Wednesday? As a matter of fact, I would prefer that you come on Thursday.
As quickly as possible.
Is it okay for me to come on Wednesday? As a matter of fact, I would prefer you to come on Thursday.
Number two.
Is it okay for me to ask her out? Suit yourself. We broke up a long time ago. I don't care about her anymore.
Oh, this is also a very popular topic.
Yeah, I actually asked that question.
Oh.
Yes, I dated somebody who my friend had dated before.
Okay.
That didn't work either.
Oh. Number three.
Is it okay for me to take tomorrow off? I'm sorry, but we're short of staff tomorrow.
Number four.
Is it okay for me to stay at your place when I come to Guangzhou? Sure, I have a big apartment. There's lots of room.
Number five.
Is it okay for me to throw all this stuff away? No, I haven't gone through it all yet. There might be some important papers there.
疯狂卖弄 real life dialogue.
Is it okay for me to call you tonight? Yes, but don't call too late. My wife gets mad if the phone wakes up the baby. I understand. My wife is the same way.
首先慢速的读 slowly.
Is it okay for me to call you tonight? Yes, but don't call too late. My wife gets mad if the phone wakes up the baby. Bring. I understand. Yes, I understand. My wife is the same way.
现在是最快速挑战你的听力 as quickly as possible.
Is it okay for me to call you tonight? Yes, but don't call too late. My wife. Is it okay for me to call you tonight? Yes, but don't call too late. My wife gets mad if the phone wakes up the baby. I understand. My wife's the same way.
Anything to declare?
Yeah. Don't go to England.
Unit 39.
It was kind of strange.
事情有些怪。Kim's note.
This is another trademark American pattern. Americans love this sentence pattern. It is a good way to make a statement sound a little less definite. It will make your English sound a lot more like a native speaker. This is totally American English. As a matter of fact, it's in my top 10 most American expressions.
精彩英文，请务必脱口而出。举一反三 ，drill number one.
It was kind of boring.
有些无聊。Number two.
It was kind of a surprise.
有一点令人吃惊。Also equals.
It was kind of surprising.
Number three.
It was kind of exciting.
真有点刺激。我们请 Jim 老师唱出这三个句子。Please sing the three sentences.
It was kind of boring.
It was kind of a surprise. It was kind of exciting. Oh, yes, it was.
额外财富 Bonus. Number one.
It was kind of silly. No, I thought it was interesting.
Number two.
It was kind of rude.
Number three.
It was kind of interesting.
Number four.
It was kind of depressing.
Number five.
It was kind of a waste of time.
Jennifer's favorite sentence is, number one.
It was kind of fun to listen to his radio show. I totally agree.
很重要的一个副词 totally, 我完全同意 I totally agree.
Or in California, they totally agree.
Yeah, totally agree.
I totally agree. Number two. It was kind of a pain to have a messy roommate.
Do you agree?
I do agree.
Number three.
Well, anyway, that's what my roommates told me, anyway. It was kind of a pain to have a messy roommate. Well, that's what my roommates told me.
Oh, because Jim was a messy roommate.
Yeah.
Number three.
It was kind of heartbreaking to see the tigers in their cage.
Number four.
It was kind of embarrassing because I couldn't remember his name.
Number five.
It was kind of my fault since I didn't follow the directions. Kind of your fault? You didn't follow directions. It was totally your fault.
对，完全是你的错误。Fault.
Yes.
我们请 Jim 老师读三遍 fault.
Fault. Fault. Fault.
Number six.
It was kind of scary watching those horror movies.
Terrible. Horrible. Number seven.
It was kind of annoying to carry so much luggage around.
对，我同意。It was kind of annoying to carry so much luggage around.
And if you're carrying something really heavy, do you know what verb we use?
Yes.
To lug.
Yeah, to lug.
It was kind of annoying to lug so much luggage around.
Right. Number eight.
It was kind of mean of him to open all the Christmas presents without me.
超级财富, super wealth. Number one.
What did you think of that movie? It was kind of strange.
Number two.
How was your first day at your new job? It was kind of boring. I didn't have much to do.
Number three.
Congratulations. I heard you and your wife had a baby. Thanks a lot. It was kind of a surprise, but we're very happy about it. Kind of a surprise? You had 9 months to think about it.
Right. 有九个月要去想怎么会 surprise 呢？我们请 Jim 老师从第一个对话读到第三个对话 from number one to number three as quickly as possible.
What did you think of that movie? It was kind of strange. How was your first day at your new job? It was kind of boring. I didn't have much to do. Congratulations. I heard you and your wife had a baby. Thanks a lot. It was kind of a surprise, but we're very happy about it.
疯狂卖弄 real life dialogue.
What did you think of that movie? It was kind of strange. I think so too. I didn't even understand the ending.I didn't either. I think it was kind of a waste of money.
Slowly.
What did you think of that movie? It was kind of strange. I think so too. I didn't even understand...The ending. I didn't either. I think it was kind of a waste of money.
As quickly as possible.
What'd you think of that movie? It was kind of strange. I think so too. I didn't even understand the ending. I didn't either. I think it was kind of a waste of money.
Yeah, I think it was kind of a waste of money.Watching Jim 老师读三遍 slowly.
I think it was kind of a waste of money. I think it was kind of a waste of money. I think...It was kind of a waste of money.
Money, money, money. Ah, gimme, gimme more.
Gimme more money.
Now, I'd like to invite Jim to sing this sentence for us.
I think it was kind of a waste of money.
Unit 40. I know you will be able to take care of it.
我知道你会处理好的。
You're right. One more time, please.
I know you'll be able to take care of it.
Kim's note.
This is a super popular, super important, and super useful idiom. Movie heroes are always saying, I'll take care of it. As a matter of fact, in Godfather Part 2, 教父第二, he said,I take care of everything.
Oh.
I take care of everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. So movie heroes are always saying, I'll take care of it. Employees are always reassuring their bosses, I can take care of everything. Husbands are always trying to convince their wives, don't worry, I'll take care of it. You will find hundreds of uses for this pattern for sure.
精彩英文，请务必脱口而出。下面请 Jim 老师用英国口音再来读一遍。
Please read this passage in British accent.
This is a super popular, super important, and super useful idiom. Movie heroes are always saying, I'll take care of it. Employees are always reassuring... Employees are always reassuring their bosses, I can take care of everything.Husbands are always trying to convince their wives, don't worry, I'll take care of it. You will find hundreds of uses for this pattern for sure.
It sounds very familiar to me because I listened to British English almost for 10 years.
That's hard to do.
Yes. 说英国英语真的非常的耗费精力。疯狂朗读。
You take care of me, I take care of you.Let's take care of each other. I can take care of it. You can take care of it too. We can take care of it together.
举一反三 drill number one.
I'll take care of everything. Thank you very much.
Number two.
I'm afraid I can't take care of this.
Number three.
I'll leave this in your care.
I will let you take care of it.
额外财富 bonus number one.
I will take care of the bill.
My treat next time.
Thanks.
Number two.
My secretary will take care of all the arrangements.
Number three.
I can take care of that problem immediately.
Number four.
Could you take care of my grandmother while we are away?
Number five.
She always takes great care of her books.
Number six.
I'll take care of the food for the party tonight.
今晚聚会的食物由我来负责。It's a very useful sentence.
That is somebody I would invite to every one of my parties.
Oh, I would take care of the food for the party tonight.
Yeah, that person has a standing invitation to every one of my parties.
Ooh. Jennifer's favorite sentences. Number one.
Do you want me to take care of the travel arrangements? Sure, that would be very kind of you.
Number two.
Mom...I can take care of myself. I'm not a kid anymore. I can't help worrying about you.
Number three.
Can you take care of my cat when I'm away on vacation? Sure. Meow.
Number four.
She's taking care of the plans for the business trip.
Number five.
Don't worry about your flight reservations. It's all been taken care of.
超级财富 super wealth.Number one.
You should take better care of yourself. You look really tired. Is this a useful sentence?
Very, very useful. Hey, Jim, you should take care, better care for yourself. You look very, very, really, really tired.
Thank you. And same to you. You should take better care of yourself. You look really tired.
I just have too many things to take care of every day. I'm burnt out.
It's very useful dialogue.
Yeah.
我请 Jim 老师 AB.
You should take better care of yourself. You look really tired. I just have too many things to take care of every day. I am burned out.
As quickly as possible.
You should take better care of yourself. You look really tired. I just have too many things to take care of every day. I'm burned out.
Very, very useful dialogue.
I love this dialogue.
I know you do.